What's good, everybody? It's your boy Anonymous the Author, aka Anonymous Rap Guy, and I am back with another podcast episode, man. Today is going to be a nerd episode. I'm going to be talking about the Zack Snyder Justice League cut movie that just came out a couple of days ago. It was released on HBO Max, I believe, and it is streaming and available. I did watch it, and I got a couple of things to say. So yeah, if you're not into comic books, if you're not into Justice League, if you're not into Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, Aquaman, Flash, all that good stuff, then this probably isn't the episode for you. I'm going to talk about some other stuff later on, so probably about 10 minutes, 11 minutes, if you just want to fast forward and push on through, hey, feel free to go ahead and do that. But I'm nerding out today, so that's what I'm going to be talking about. I'm going to talk about the things that I liked about the movie, things that I didn't like about the movie, and just give you an overall rating about what I thought about it. I do think I'm going to probably do like a weekly movie review for the podcast because I've been running out of topics to talk about. I'm going to still do, still have some podcast topics, still going to go off kilter some and talk about some random things. But for the most part, I will be doing more movie reviews, try to get them posted on the channel, try to incorporate them into the podcast a little bit, maybe take some quotes or something from there. But this week, no quote. We're just going to go right into the review. And just kind of talk about that. And like I said at the beginning, I appreciate you guys for stopping by. Thanks for putting up with the craziness and the mess. And this is where we're going to start today. So what I thought really quickly about Justice League is that I liked it. I did not see the original one with the Joss Whedon mix down. I did see a bunch of people complaining about it, so that really turned me off for the movie. It was a bunch of things that I saw that I didn't personally like about it, so I just kind of didn't tune in. And watching this Zack Snyder cut, there were a few things that I didn't dislike about the movie, but overall, I really thought it was a pleasurable movie experience. The two things that really stick out that I'm going to talk about a little later are Cyborg's baby arms, man. I just didn't get the point of Cyborg's baby arms. Like, you could have done that. You could have done everything that you wanted to do without Cyborg's, like, the little baby arms that came out. I just didn't understand what that was about. Most of the time when he pulled out the baby arms, they were completely useless. He pulled them out for Superman, got beat up, and he pulled it up to pull the cube apart when he already had Superman's help. So I really didn't get the use of the baby arms. I don't really remember Cyborg really having baby arms in the media that I watched him in, but I'm not a massive Cyborg fan, so maybe he did have them. But in the stuff that I've seen and read, I don't remember him having little baby arms that came out and, like, helped him with little stuff. I remember his main arm having attachments that would help and assist, but I don't remember him having little baby arms that came out the back. That was just weird. And then Flash is running. I've seen this in a couple of reviews, people talking about he always ran in slow motion. I would have to agree. It was a very awkward run. I don't really, like, this is just minor things that didn't really impact the movie watching experience, but just two things that I was just like, what? Like, it looked like he was kind of doing magic the way Ezra Miller, the actor who played Flash, was running, and I didn't really get it. Like, you have the Flash, the TV show, to illustrate, like, very cool running. Like, the way that they do it in Flash, the TV show, is really cool. Like, I like the way they stop and start, the way they have going in, like, slow motion sometimes, the way things slow down. Great. Like, just, like, the thing that I, sometimes it doesn't work when they try to incorporate a whole bunch of things is they don't pull from things that have worked already. Like, that was just an easy, small thing that could have been fixed with the Flash. Like, just fix the running. Just get a couple of days of just Ezra Miller running, like, an actual track. Like, hey, this is how you're supposed to run. This was just an awkward, like, looks like he's fanning away or swimming while he runs. It was super weird, and it was definitely, like, distracting watching it. In the movie, I just was like, what the hell are they doing here, man? So those were the two minor things. Overall, very, very enjoyable movie. Darkseid played a big role in the Zack Snyder cut. I was reading after I watched the movie about the differences between the Joss Whedon, I'll just call it a reimagining, and the Zack Snyder cut, is that Darkseid played a much more minor role. In the beginning, there was a huge fight between basically the Defenders of Earth, we'll just call them, and the big baddie. In Zack Snyder's recut, it is Darkseid. In Joss Wheaton's cut, it is Steppenwolf. And I mean, that's a huge, massive difference in how the story is told. In the Zack Snyder cut, like, I mean, I don't want to completely ruin it for you guys. So this is, like I said, I will put spoiler in it. But like, I won't put a huge spoiler in it. But let's just say in the Zack Snyder cut, Anti-Life plays a role in this cut. Whereas from what I understand, it didn't play a role at all in the Joss Whedon cut. And it plays into in the beginning of the movie and really throughout the movie as to why Darkseid becomes interested in Earth and why Steppenwolf is trying to do doing things basically for Darkseid, and Darkseid gains an interest. You also learn throughout the telling of this that, you also learn a bunch of things about the heroes. You learn about Cyborg. They could have done a much better explanation of Flash's powers. I feel they kind of cut like to the end. Like I say, minor spoilers. I'm not going to do huge spoilers, but they kind of at the end, he gets hurt, and they don't really explain it at all in the movie, but that he can heal. And then all of a sudden he's like, heal, Barry, heal. And then he just starts healing. And if you're not familiar with the Flash's character, I mean, they just don't do a very good explanation of what the Speed Force is. This is me nitpicking. Like I said, I am a comic book nerd, so, you know, forgive me out there. But they do a very bad job of explaining what the Speed Force is. He said, I can manipulate things around time, and it's the way that I'm moving, but they don't really go into the Speed Force is its own thing. This isn't in the movie. This is just a comic book kind of analyzation. They don't go into it as its own force. It's its own, like, entity kind of thing that gives him his power that he's actually pulling from. Not that he masters it and wields it in a sense that he creates it, but that he actually pulls from it, that it protects him. But they really don't explain that at all. He just all of a sudden can heal at the end of the movie, which was kind of weird. They also did a decent job of, like, hinting at time travel. There's just one scene that hints at him being able to time travel. And he kind of just goes into this, hey, I made a promise that I wasn't going to, you know, go faster than the speed of light. But he never, like, they needed to have a Flash movie. I really felt like that this Justice League would have been a lot better if they actually had a Flash movie, because the Flash is a very complex, complicated character. And when he starts pulling, like, powers out of his ass, some fans might be turned off from it. Like, how could he do all these things? How does he have all these powers? And if you, like, go into the story and explanation of what the Speed Force is, where Barry Allen gets his powers, why there are other Flashes, why they can exist simultaneously, and just a whole bunch of origin story about Barry Allen and the Flash. And you can really get a whole bunch of exposition into, you know, why he can time travel, why he can do the things that he can do, which seems so absolutely absurd. Why is he considered a god? Like, a whole bunch of things about Flash that they really didn't go into in this movie. And if you guys can't tell, I'm a huge Flash fan. He's one of my favorite DC comic book heroes. He definitely is the reason I got into comic books, because I was always a fan of speed and, like, being fast. And that superpower was always, like, a super cool power to me. Like, I've always loved it. So when I first got into The Flash and first, like, was learning about him and learning everything that he can do, I was like, yep, this is going to be my favorite superhero moving forward. Like, there's no question. And Flash really hasn't been done justice in live-action movies, besides the TV show, which I think is really cool. But aside from the fact that I feel like they recycle, like, similar villains over and over again, like, it's always speed. That's what it always comes down to, is just it's speed. That's his big baddie. Like, if you watch the TV show, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But all in all, it was a really good movie. That, like I say, they didn't do a good job of explaining his Flash, so it really makes him into, like, a kind of a cheap cutaway character. Like, he kind of comes off as kind of trash. But for the fans of the comic book know how awesome of a character Flash is, why he's in the original Justice League, why he is considered to be so powerful. So I can't really fault him for that. This was Zack Snyder trying to put all the characters together. This was really focusing on them coming together and fighting Steppenwolf and Darkseid. And for a comic book fan, for a 4-hour-long movie, I think they did a really good job of it. I've got to commend Zack Snyder. I did watch the 4-hour movie. I swore to myself that I wasn't going to do it. I was like, I'm going to watch this 4 separate days, 4 separate viewings, an hour each, and then I'm going to come to my own conclusion, and then I'm going to do a review. But I had nothing to do today. I was just literally sitting around doing nothing. And, you know, the movie went by kind of fast. Like, it's already 5 o'clock and I didn't even realize it. But I felt like it wasn't a waste of time whatsoever. If you're a huge comic book fan, you know how ridiculous and long these movies can be, how much lore has to be gone into. So the 4 hours isn't really that crazy whatsoever. I mean, I will say this about the movie. It is disappointing that it ended the way that it did, because they hinted at another movie, obviously. And I feel like Warner Brothers really dropped the ball, man. I really do. They really sped this through. They really wanted to wrap it up. I understand that Zack Snyder had some things that he was going through, so he couldn't really finish the film. But they really sped this up. They really could have broken this up into two separate movies. Like, they could have added even more exposition on the Flash. They could have done so much more with this movie. Done a Justice League 1 and 2, then came back with a Justice League 3 to really go into the sequel of what Zack Snyder was setting up, and it would have been great. The Flash is to the future, the explaining Barry Allen going back in the past and explaining to Bruce that, hey, Lois is the key to everything. It really could have been explored in 3-4 movies with all the lore, with all the explanation, with Joker going into talking about Robin. Like, it was really, really cool how they tied everything together. Like, this is the superior film to me, and I haven't even seen the Joss Whedon cut. I just watched a couple of reviews. I read the plot summary. I watched a few scenes, and I was not impressed whatsoever. The design for Steppenwolf is different. The dark design for Batman is different. I mean, the dark design for Superman is different. I much prefer a dark Justice League. I've watched a whole bunch of reiterations of Justice League, and most of them are happy-go-lucky. Like, DC, I want it to be dark. You know what I mean? Like, the way that they were on the roll, I felt like the dark world was the way to go with DC. They've always had a more serious tone, so I felt like it would have been perfect and beautiful to have it like that, but that's not the way that they went. And I really can't blame them for that. That's just what they decided to do. So, I mean, it really is what it is, as far as that goes, you know. But just from my perspective, they could have milked this for like 3-4 movies. They put them all in theaters, man, or make them available online, and you could have really, really cleaned up. But they didn't decide to go that way. They didn't decide to go that route. So this is the result that we get. So, you know, just to keep it moving along, to give you guys my final rating, from a scale of 1 to 10, I'm going to have to give this movie about a 7.5. Wasn't perfect by any means, but was very good. I really knock it down just for the simple fact of, we all know there's not going to be a sequel because most of the actors have stepped away from the roles that they had. You know, Henry Cavill doesn't want to be Superman anymore. Bruce Wayne isn't going to be Bruce Wayne. I mean, I'm sorry, Bruce Wayne. The actor that plays Bruce Wayne, I'm completely forgetting his name right now. But he doesn't want to be Batman anymore, so there's not going to be a continuation of that. So pretty much everything after this movie is done. Like, it's nixed. I don't see – there's no possible way that they can come back from this and completely change up actors and keep the same storyline. Warner Brothers is just off Justice League. And just to go into a whole different rant about Warner Brothers, people give Kevin Feige a huge amount of crap because of how much he controlled the Marvel Universe and how he ran that, you know, ship with such a tight fist. He wanted to make sure all the stories, you know, leaked seamlessly into each other. They wanted to make sure that the characters lined up with the comic books to a certain extent, and to make sure that things didn't veer too far off course, so that it could have a certain look or a certain aesthetic or tell a certain story that he wanted to tell. And I remember a bunch of people saying that it was just horrible how he was doing people and how he wanted to control everything and how actors didn't have a whole bunch of freedom. But all in all, that's why I think the Marvel movies have been much more successful than the Justice League. I don't think Justice League did a very good job of, and I don't mean just Justice League, I mean DC, the DC universe inside of Warner Brothers, the way that Marvel, I guess Marvel owns Marvel. Yeah, I guess that's probably the biggest issue is that DC doesn't have their own, like, film company. It's just Warner Brothers. Well, I guess Warner Brothers has always kind of done Batman and stuff in the backgrounds. But it just seems like they didn't care about transitioning into a film franchise. It didn't seem like they were really vested in really fleshing out these characters, fleshing out the movies, fleshing out the storylines and really giving fans something that they had wanted for such a long time. And that's what you really feel in the movies. That's what you feel in the Joss Whedon cut. They kind of just pilfered him away from Marvel to try to throw him in there, to try to give him a little bit of spice up, to give the movies a little bit of boost, to try to give rake into the box office. And it didn't turn out well. It just didn't. They didn't gross nearly as much as Marvel did on a movie-by-movie basis, and Avengers completely destroyed Justice League on a multiple basis because there were so many Avengers, and on a singular movie basis. I mean, Marvel Infinity War destroyed Justice League. And, I mean, there's not going to be any second movies. They kind of just abandoned it, and, I mean, it is what it is. I hope that this doesn't indict superhero movies going forward. I do hope that they do find a way to incorporate more and more superhero movies. I mean, you can do so much with superhero stories that you couldn't do in the past. You can incorporate, social commentary into it. You can interject economic situations. You can interject, psychological ideals or psychological theories into movies. Or, it's just so much you can do with movies. You can blend genres, like the New Mutants, how they incorporated horror, or how Doctor Strange incorporated a little bit of spirituality into the movie. Like, it's so much that you can do to interject certain ideas and theologies into movies that make them more interesting, to give them a little bit of a demographic explode, expand demographics or expand ideas into movies that you couldn't do in the past because you had to have, big fight, love interest. I mean, they still have that, but you can really, add little nuggets here and there that really give people stuff to analyze and love and really want to look deeper into. But we'll see, man. I hope Marvel's not done making movies, because I really like the way that they're doing it. I know they've transitioned over to the Disney Plus side of releasing stuff, and WandaVision was a big success with critics, and it was a big success with people who wanted to watch it. Honestly, I'm not a big fan. They could do a little bit better for me, but we'll see what happens with this Falcon and Winter Soldier thing that they're going to be doing on Disney Plus. But I'm here for the big budget movies, man. I love the big budget movies. I also love the cartoons. I'd rather have a movie cartoon than a live action TV series, because there's so much more that you can do in cartoons. It just costs, studios so much more to do with live action. And sometimes they cut corners. Sometimes they kind of hedge just so that they don't have to spend as much money, but try to get the same effects. And a lot of the time, you can see that the final product suffers. But yeah, all in all, Zack Snyder, this cut, Justice League, was a very fun ride. I hope you guys do get a chance to watch it. It is 4 hours long, so definitely maybe watch it in parts. They even break it up. Like, I think it's four. I think it's six parts in an epilogue, if I'm not mistaken. And yeah, it's not bad at all. It's nothing wrong with that, because it's a long ass movie. 4 hours. I don't care who you are. That's a long time to sit and watch a movie. I was shocked that I had enough time today to just sit and watch it. And yeah, like I said, I wasn't upset. I wasn't displeased. I didn't hate it. I'd go back and watch it again in parts this time. But fight scenes were great. Story was great. Yeah, I'm all here for it. I hope you guys do get a chance to watch it. And yeah, so yeah, for my YouTube video, that's where I'm gonna end this. I'm gonna keep the podcast going, and we're just gonna talk about some more superhero stuff. So if you're with me on a podcast, we're just gonna keep on rolling. If you're watching me on YouTube, that's where I'm gonna end the video. I appreciate y'all for stopping by, and I'll catch y'all next time. So, just to continue on here, I would love to see, like, the DC universe is good and the Marvel universe is good. Don't get me wrong. I could sit and watch it all day, but I'm ready for some new stories, man. I'm ready for some new stuff to be told. I'm ready for some new ideas, some new heroes, some new concepts, like some things that are execute a little bit differently, because I mean, it just gets old to see the same heroes over and over again. The thing that I did like about Marvel is that they brought some new heroes to the forefront. Like, Doctor Strange was never a huge, Doctor Strange and Iron Man in the original comic book run were not as huge as they became when they started the Marvel Universe. And that's what I've got to give it to them. Like, it was, when I was growing up, I remember specifically Spider-Man, X-Men, A lot of X-Men, but really, like, Spider-Man and X-Men were huge. And I remember Silver Surfer had his, like, own cartoon, and it was pretty good. But Spider-Man and X-Men were huge. The Hulk was huge growing up. Like, those characters were massive. But when they started the whole DC, I mean, the whole Marvel Universe, see, I was talking about Justice League, guys, sorry. But when they started the whole Marvel Universe, they really started off with, like, secondary characters and built them up massively. Like, I remember clear as day, I felt like they took forever to get a good Spider-Man movie. Like, Tom Holland is clearly carrying a torch, but I felt like it took them forever to get a good Spider-Man movie going. Like, there was so many reiterations with Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire, who I still think did a great job. That first Spider-Man, it was corny, don't get me wrong. Like, there were a ton of things that were wrong with it, but that first Spider-Man, it still holds a very close spot in my heart, man. Like, Tobey Maguire, like, to give you his roses, like, watching him as Spider-Man was fantastic. Green Goblin was a little corny, but Willem Dafoe is just one of those guys that you just levitate towards. Him as Green Goblin, it was just fantastic. And these aren't spoilers. If you haven't seen Spider-Man 1 by now, that you missed the ship. I'm sorry. But Willem Dafoe as Green Goblin and Tobey Maguire Spider-Man in the first movie. Obviously, there were a couple of things that were some continuity errors, like him actually having the web come out of his wrist, when even in the TV show, he's always had web cartridges, and in the comic, he had web cartridges. So that was a little bit of a man, but they didn't have time to go into it. They didn't really have, like, a huge budget to go into, who Peter Parker was, the powers that he had, the things he could do. And I don't blame him for that. That's just a product of the times. You don't want to have, like, a character, then you got to go into, like, he's a genius and blah, 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 blah. So I don't blame him for that. But, yeah, man, shouts out to Marvel for really going back and pulling the characters forward for the new generation and letting the young kids, I mean, the young kids run the market. It is what it is. Kids have always been the biggest consumers, between the kids that have jobs that love watching these movies and the kids that are forcing their parents to pay for it or get money from aunties and uncles to help support their comic book habit. I mean, it's all good, but Marvel incorporating everything and really bringing things forward to keep it pushing to a new generation is really the staple and the love that I have for that franchise. Like, they did a great job. And the problem with the DC and Warner Brothers is they stayed with the same characters, man. Like, they just completely stuck with Batman and Superman and, like, Wonder Woman. Like, obviously, those are the original six in the Justice League, so it's hard to stray away from that. But they really didn't bring in anybody new. Like, Cyborg is maybe one that they incorporated extra into, but he's always had a huge role. They never really built up any side characters or any side stories that really pushed it forward. Like, Shazam, I did not like the Shazam movie. I'm gonna be honest with y'all, man. I watched it about a month or two ago, and I didn't like the lead actor as Shazam. I just did not like him. The ending was a big CGI fight per usual, which was kind of cool, but I didn't connect with the character, man. I just didn't get it. And I'm familiar with Shazam. There have been in different tellings, obviously, Shazam is the character that he says Shazam, which it was really Captain Marvel. Like, I mean, that they kind of had to twist it around because Marvel owned Captain Marvel, and they could clearly sue DC for him being named Captain Marvel. But they went with Shazam, and I just didn't like it. I didn't like the actor. I didn't like the storyline and the plot were pretty cool. The effects were really good. The effects is something I can't complain about with Shazam. The effects were great, but I just did not buy the actor as Shazam. I just couldn't, like, obviously he was trying to be a kid, and obviously he was trying to, like, they were trying to talk him up, like, hey, he doesn't know what he's doing. He's really young. He has to figure some things out. And there's ways you can do that without making him look like an idiot. Like, he has the wisdom of Solomon. Like, he's supposed to be able to understand things to a certain degree. He's supposed to be able to have an intelligence, a battle strategy, some skill set about him that allows him to wield the power and allows him to have battle strategy and allows him to think quick on his feet. Now, certain things about society, obviously he's not going to have that, and that's funny, but they just really handicapped him on being, like, super goofy and not really understanding things coming from a kid's point, and it's like some of these things are funny, but a lot of the times it's just like, okay, man. So I snorted. You don't have to make this kid this hero a complete doofus and jackass in order to get your point across. Like, we get it. He doesn't get everything about how the world works. Ha ha ha. That's funny. That's interesting. We understand where you're coming from, but we're not idiots here. Like, can we move this story along? Can we move this plot along? Like, he's kind of goofy, but it's not really making the movie more interesting. It didn't really make Shazam a lovable character to me, and I kind of understand why they didn't incorporate him in the Justice League movie. So, that's where I'm going to stop it for today. I appreciate you guys for stopping by, checking out the podcast. This definitely was a Nerdcast today. I thank you guys for stopping by and putting up with my craziness. I'm going to check out of here. I will catch you guys next week. If you're watching on YouTube, subscribe. If you're listening on the podcast, please follow me at Anonymous Rap Guy across all social medias, man. YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. I don't have a Snapchat yet, but hopefully eventually I will. I do have a TikTok, so check me out on there. I'm doing comedy, all the type of goofy stuff. But anyway, man, I will catch you guys next time. Please be safe out there. Please be kind. Please be dope. But more importantly than anything else, be yourself. I'll catch y'all later.